The next matter before the court is the Ohio State Bar Association versus John Allen and Denise Flagg. Mr. Wetzel, good morning to you. Mr. Allen in the courtroom. This is a show cause hearing, and nobody is here on behalf of Mr. Allen. All right, Mr. Wetzel.
May it please the court, I'm Gene Wetzel, General Counsel for the Ohio State Bar Association, relator in this case. In 2005, relator prosecuted an action against Mr. Allen, and this court entered an order enjoining Mr. Allen from the practice of law and imposing a civil penalty. In that order, the court said clearly, or in the opinion, the court said clearly that Mr. Allen was flouting the authority of this court. We have recently received a complaint through the board on the unauthorized practice of law that Mr. Allen is continuing to practice law. We corresponded with Mr. Allen. We gave him an opportunity to respond.
How much jail time do you think he should get?
I beg your pardon, Your Honor?
I said, how much jail time do you think he should get?
Enough to cause him to realize that this court regulates the practice of law, and we are here to protect the citizens of Ohio. That's a question I have not answered, Your Honor.
He has not paid the $40,000, I assume.
He has not, Your Honor.
He maintains he is disabled, and even if he weren't disabled, he wouldn't come anyway. But has he given you any proof of his disability? Have you seen any evidence of that or what it is?
Your Honor, I apologize. My hearing is very, very bad. But
he claimed that he is disabled, and regardless of whether he is disabled, he said he wouldn't come anyway. Has he given you any proof of his disability or any indication of what it is?
He is not, Your Honor. In fact, in the first case that we had against him, his sole source of income was his practice of law. So he may have been disabled then, but I don't know either. But if he is disabled, then I presume that his sole source of income now is the practice of law. But that is speculation on my part.
Mr. Wetzel, are you aware of any sanction other than arrest and jail that might be useful here for the court to consider?
Your Honor, I have thought about that, and before we filed this motion, we discussed the matter, and we said that we could file a complaint against him before the Unauthorized Practice of Law Board. In a year and a half, we would get an order from them, or we'd be back in this court. This court would again enjoin him, and presuming that we could prove our case, and we believe that we could, would presumably impose another civil penalty, and 4 or 5 years later, we'd be back with him not appreciating the fact that he cannot practice law in this state, and that this court does, in fact, have jurisdiction over him. So I personally am aware of no other remedy, Your Honor.
Is that what you're asking this court to do?
It is. To issue a capias for his arrest.
I notice in one of the letters he states he was admitted to practice in November of 85, and he gives an attorney number. That was verified that That is totally bogus. Is that correct?
Your Honor, I have not personally checked the attorney registration number that he gave. I have no evidence that he is. I do know that in 2005 he was not admitted to practice law in the state, and that he is not now currently admitted to practice law in the state.
So it was that he never was an attorney, or he was suspended or disbarred, or we have no knowledge of that?
Your Honor, I cannot respond to that because I don't know.
Mr. Wetzel, thank you.
Thank you.
This matter will be is submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision.